Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Speaking of Mark Berman's Twitter account, he caught up to Tillman Fertitta.
Yes.
Tillman Fertitta is the one who's going to be paying this $2.4 million salary that we've been talking about with Carmelo Anthony.
Chump change.
It is absolute NBA chump change. Tillman Fertitta said he thinks they're going to get a good version of Carmelo Anthony.
It's exciting. I mean, Carmelo's a great player, been around a long time. I don't think he's ever been in the right situation where he was playing with some other real guards that could feed him the ball. James and Chris do a great job with assists. So I think you're going to see a different player this year. I think it's a different chemistry than he had in New York and in Oklahoma City. And I think it's going to be great for the fans. I look for it to be a really fun year. I think we're a better team than last year.
Rich, I honestly think when you look back at the Rockets the last three seasons, last two seasons in the upcoming season, I'll call it a three-season chunk.
Right.
Two seasons ago, it was, well, this Mike D'Antoni thing is not going to work, where he's making James the point guard and surrounding him with all these shooters. They won 55 games. It worked. Last season, it was, well, you're bringing in Chris Paul. Boy, there's going to be some growing pains with that and two point guards and blah, blah, blah. They win 65 games. They come within a game.
I think it worked.
Going to the NBA Finals. I honestly think of the three things that we're looking at here, the three dynamics in place that people have doubted or are currently doubting in the case of Carmelo Anthony with the Rockets, this one to me, as long as it's not something where Carmelo feels like he's being sold that he's going to be vintage Carmelo, if Carmelo is being sold a role with this team, that, hey, man, you're going to get so many open looks because of these two guys you're playing with. We just need you to knock down shots.
Mm-hmm.
If they're being honest with him about what his role is going to be, this one is the one that could be the most seamless of the three when you think about just, I'm saying in terms of degree of difficulty. The D'Antoni thing, I admit, like, wow, this feels like a real reach, but okay. And Chris Paul, we knew they would be good with Chris Paul and James Harden, but not 65 win good. I think that exceeded everybody's expectations.
Yes.
Right now, you're just asking Carmelo to blend in as a role player on a team with two of the most unselfish ball distributors in the league. That seems like a no-brainer to me.
Zero. Exactly. I can't wait to see if they do indeed bring him off the bench. And we know how much time last season Chris Paul spent on the floor orchestrating that second unit, being the point guard for that second unit.
Right.
I feel like it's a match made in heaven. I mean, Chris Paul is the perfect point guard for spot-up shooters.
Yeah.
And again, Carmelo Anthony is not necessarily a spot-up three-point shooter.
Yeah.
I mean, he'll knock down some threes, but quite honestly, he's made his bones inside the three-point line for most of his career. And I'm okay with that. I mean, I know that there's that whole line of thinking about how, you know, all the jokes about that guy's going to get fined because he just took a mid-range shot and he's wearing a Rocket uniform.
That's a myth now.
I think Chris Paul showed last year.
That's a myth.
That if you're good at it,
there's
nothing wrong with taking some mid-range shots. And Carmelo Anthony is going to take more than his fair share of mid-range shots. And I think it'll be an asset to the Rockets.
Against, you know, and I know it all comes down to Golden State, and I get that. I do. But I'm just visualizing what this season and the early parts, the non-Golden State parts of the postseason are going to look like when you have a second unit out there that has potentially Chris Paul running the point with Eric Gordon and Carmelo Anthony playing off of him. You know, assuming you get a Melo that's motivated and dialed in and in shape. Because I said this yesterday on the show. People look at Carmelo Anthony's shooting percentage last year in OKC. I think last year in OKC was just a bad fit. I think that I don't think all three-point shots are created equally. I think that there are point guards out there that get their guys cleaner looks than other point guards do, mm-hmm. that draw more attention to themselves and are able to take advantage of that attention to set guys up better than other guys
do.
And
he's one of them.
And the Rockets have two of the guys who are the best at that in the league that are going to have the ball in their hands as the point guard for this team, one of the two, all 48 minutes of the game.
My only concern, and it's not even what I would classify as, you know, alarm or, you know, a red flag, but my only concern is this. yes, they're going to probably be better offensively, and they weren't bad offensively last year, but we saw some lulls in the postseason, in particular in stretches against the Warriors in the Western Conference Finals. So they're going to be a better offensive team.
See you today?
But, no, actually tomorrow. But the biggest reason they won 65 games, the biggest reason they got to Game 7 of the Western Conference Finals was the complete turnaround and improvement and upgrade defensively at the other end of the floor. And right now, you know, they're just probably not going to be as good top to bottom defensively as they were last year. Maybe they will be. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, I think Daryl Morey's probably got another move up his sleeve to improve that.
And we'll see. We'll see what that move is and whether or not it does address that. But that's the only thing that comes to mind. Okay, what am I concerned about with this team is, you know, might they be taking a step backwards defensively? Because if they do, it's going to be really tough to be as good as they were last year.
I still think they'll sail past 54.5 wins.
Oh, I do too.
Yeah, yes. I don't know they're going to win 65 games again, although they won 65 last year and didn't have great luck with injuries. So who knows? This I do know, they're still just roll the ball out good enough to beat on a night in, night out basis like 27 of the teams.
Yes,
and in the NBA.
And they're you know, again, these are opinions, but there's no doubt in my mind that if Chris Paul doesn't pull the hamstring in Game 5, we're talking about them defending their championship right now.
Yeah, that's got to be so
painful
to think about.
But that's just the way it is.
Yeah, yep.
They win the series and then go on to win the finals if Chris Paul stays healthy.
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.